It's Edward Goldman with Artalk on KCRW. The press release for the solo exhibition by Mark Bradford at Hauser & Wirth, Los Angeles, says that it's proud to present the artist's first gallery exhibition in his hometown in over 15 years. And proud it should be. In 2009, Mark Bradford was awarded the so-called Genius Award by the prestigious MacArthur Foundation. In the following years, an in-depth retrospective of his work traveled across the country, starting in Columbus, Ohio, then to Boston, Chicago, Dallas, and San Francisco. To the dismay of Los Angeles art aficionados, this exhibition never came here, to his hometown. We should be grateful to the Hammer Museum, which in 2015 organized Scorch Earth, an exhibition by Mark Bradford consisting of 12 new large mixed-media paintings and a mural in the museum lobby where the artist literally dug into the wall, similar to the way an archaeologist digs into the earth to uncover an ancient settlement. At the opening of his exhibition Hauser and Wirth last week, Mark Bradford, with his trademark eloquence and charm, spoke about his new body of works, 10 monumental mixed-media paintings with layers of billboards, posters, newsprints, comics, magazines, and end papers used in hair salons. If you see these new paintings from a slight distance, it's difficult not to be seduced by their dramatic, theatrical manifestation of gesture and color. But only when you come close, with your nose almost touching the surface, will you discover that, once again, the artist, like an archaeologist, has dug through layers of visual social commentary to create a uniquely rich texture for this new body of works. It's not a surprise that Mark Bradford was chosen to represent the United States at the 2017 Venice Biennale, where his exhibition at U.S. Pavilion, Tomorrow is Another Day, was one of the most talked-about projects at the Biennale. Last week, I spoke about the Obama portraits unveiled at the National Portrait Gallery. The portrait of Barack by Kehinde Wiley is, in my opinion, top-notch. But the portrait of Michelle by Amy Sherald is a strangely detached painting capturing her likeness, but none of her unique spirit and character. Definitely, I didn't mean any disrespect to the artist Amy Sherald, whose skill and technique are impressive. But somehow, this portrait makes me think of an artist who is driving a Porsche on the freeway at a mere 25 miles an hour. And that's why I keep coming back to Nyedeka Okuneli Crosby, a MacArthur Genius Award recipient for 2017, who drives her artistic Porsche at hundreds of miles an hour. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.